And this hour, we'll take your calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. So we will be back with him and you in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com. Ben, why is zinc so important in the supplement program?
Oh, my goodness, George. You could not. First of all, I love that molecule. That's when you study nutritional supplements, you become friends with them, and some just stand out, and you fall in love with them, and I am in love with that molecule.
Do you talk to them, Ben?
Yeah. it's got involved in hundreds of different chemical reactions, enzyme reactions, and it acts like a battery that fuels these reactions, specifically these enzymes, especially for the immune system. It is the quintessential immune-building mineral. So anybody who's dealing with a cold knows that if you take zinc, you'll reduce the severity of a cold. If you're on it regularly, you can actually prevent them. In fact, there was a pharmacist who knew. We studied zinc at pharmacy school a lot. He knew about that, and he actually created a product, which I forgot the name of, but it's a cold medicine that's now you can get it in drugstores. He marketed it, and all it is zinc. As far as the skin goes, it is the mineral treatment for acne. For anybody on acne should be on zinc, 50 milligrams of zinc picolinate a day. I like that form. And then it's critically important for the digestive system. It's important for the production of hydrochloric acid for stomach issues, for folks who are dealing with stomach problems. It's involved in the health of the bone. It's involved in the health of the nervous system. It's critical for the heart. It's got so many different important roles to play. And guess what else, George? It's the number one or number two, perhaps, mineral deficiency in the world. In fact, zinc deficiency in third world countries is known for causing failure to thrive in infants and cretinism, which is a form of mental retardation, because zinc's incredible importance for the brain. And here's the thing. When you know that a deficiency in a nutritional supplement causes a frank, full-blown out health challenge like cretinism or failure to thrive, what that tells you is subtle deficiencies, George, can cause just less than optimum living, less than optimum health. And so while we're not sick enough that we're dropping dead from nutritional deficiencies, we're leaving health on the table. And this is why supplementation is so darn important. You're going to get the basic minimum wage of nutrition from a multivitamin, perhaps, or from a reasonably good diet. But you're leaving health on the table if you're not on the Healthy Start Pack, if you're not on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, if you're not on a nutritional supplement program, because you need high amounts of these nutrients for optimum health and to really maximize and leverage this amazing biological machine that we get to ride in for 80 to 120 years.
Did you hear the latest story about avocados, that they're good for the heart?
Heck yeah. You know why? You said it earlier. Omega fats.
Yep.
Those omega fats, man, they're amazing, those essential fatty acids. That's why I tell you, if you want to pick one supplement, I hate saying that, but if you did want to pick one supplement today, Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Ultimate EFAs for sure.
Well, that's because it has, what, 90 nutrients in there,
Well, you get 90 essential nutrients. That's exactly right. We call them the mighty 90 essential nutrients. By the way, did you hear about this hypertension injection?
What is that?
They want, instead of taking drugs for high blood pressure, now they give you a genetic injection, a genetic twice-a-year injection that genetically shuts down an enzyme, a critical enzyme, actually, for circulatory.
Is that safe?
No.
I didn't think so.
I don't know. It's being tested. I don't think anything injected. You know, you have a liver in the body because anything that gets into the body, that is into the circulatory system, is supposed to get filtered through the liver. That's what the liver does, is it purifies the blood, the liver and the kidneys. When you inject things right into the skin, right through the skin, into the blood, you bypass the body's built-in detoxification system, and you send stuff right into the circulatory system. So anything, if you need an injection of life-threatening medication, perhaps, or maybe electrolytes or something like that, but to be on an injection voluntarily, it just seems crazy to me.
Let's go to the phones. Wayne in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Wayno.
Hey, Wayne.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For taking my call. I've been doing some research on food products that will take toxins out of the body. Recently, I've come across chlorella and spirulina, wanted to find out if what your thoughts are on this.
Fabulous. Phenomenally important. Oh, my God. I just did a Zoom call for my friends Raymond and Yolanda on Saturday about the Fucoid Z from Longevity. Fucoid Z is the active ingredient there is a sugar, a polysaccharide technically, that is found in seaweed. And seaweed, of course, are a form of algae. Spirulina and chlorella are not quite algae, they're a little bit different, but they're along the same lines. These single-cell organisms that are absolutely loaded, I mean packed, with nutritional value. You could subsist on it, and George, in the future, we will be subsisting on algae because they're cheap, they're easy.
And it's available.
And readily available. They're the most abundant creatures on Earth are the algaes. And the algaes have developed, and they were the first cells, they were the first living creatures, were the algaes. They have learned over the course of millions of years, hundreds of millions of years, billions of years, to sit, to interact, or to form a bridge between sunlight and all that wonderful electronic energy in the ocean. And they form this kind of interface between the sun and the electronics of the ocean. And in that blending, you have powerful, powerful molecular structures that can be used by the body for nutritional value. And I'm talking incredible nutritional value for the digestive system, for the skin, for the eyes. Do you know there's sun protectors, all these things that this gentleman was talking about, Wayne, chlorella, spirulina, and fucoid, and the fucoid Z from Longevity, when you eat them, they go into your skin, and they protect your skin from the sun. And especially the spirulina and the chlorella that Wayne was mentioning, they have chlorophyll in them. And George, chlorophyll is mind-blowingly valuable as a nutritional substance. Chlorophyll looks exactly like hemoglobin. Hemoglobin is the main protein in your blood, and hemoglobin is like an oxygen magnet. It carries oxygen through the blood. Well, chlorophyll is the plant's version of hemoglobin, and when you eat chlorophyll, that is when you eat green veggies and anything green, in fact, any veggies, as well as chlorella and spirulina, the chlorophyll, the part of the chlorophyll that's similar to hemoglobin, can help you build your own blood. It's ideal for blood building, not just if you have a disease like anemia, but just for everybody. It helps you build this unbelievably important molecule, perhaps one of the most important molecules in the body, called hemoglobin. So when they say eat your greens, when your mom says eat your greens because of that chlorophyll molecule.
She knew what she was talking about. Let's go to Diana in Ogdensburg, New York. Hello, Diana.
Hi, George.
Hey, Diana.
Hi there, my darling doctor. He's got such a wonderful voice. I've got a question that's going to sound weird, but my parents had passed away, so we were cleaning out their house and barn and stuff, and I think I got a parasite in my skin, and I don't know what to do.
What happened? What are your symptoms there, Di?
I have, a long hair, and then they bump up, and they itch, and then I think they're in my eye because I see the long hair in my eye. I can't see the thing, but when I went to the bathroom one time, it looked like I had bugs in it, I had a cancer, and I had been bleeding from that, so I don't know, what it could be.
Parasites, Ben, what does she do?
Yeah, the best thing you do for parasites is clean your colon. Keep that colon clean with all kinds of digestive support.
There are some meds, though, you can get, though, to kill parasites, right?
Say again?
There's some meds you can take to kill parasites.
You can take medicine, but they're basically insecticides. And you probably don't want to, it's not a good idea to take insecticides.
What about the human version of ivermectin?
Now, ivermectin is an interesting antiparasitic, but it only works for certain parasites. But yes, that's actually a very good suggestion, George, is ivermectin, if you can find it. I don't know, it's a little tough to find these days. But a lot of parasites thrive in the digestive tract. In fact, there was a lady named Hulda Clark. Did you ever hear Hulda Clark?
I have not.
Yeah, Hulda Clark. She wrote a book called The Cure for All Cancers, I believe, something like that. And she talked a lot about parasites in the colon, and she's got some really interesting strategies for getting rid of parasites. She related them to cancer. Colonics are, for anybody who's worried about parasites in the digestive tract, colonics can be great. Anything that helps you clean out the colon, and of course, the ultimate microbiome from Longevity, the nightly essence, all the probiotics, and the daily digest.
I had heard that the oldest human that they have known has just passed away. She was 119. Her name was Kane Tanaka.
And where was she?
She was, I think, in Japan.
Interesting. Japanese know a thing or two about longevity. You know what they do, George, by the way? You know one of the main things they do over there is they eat seaweed and lots of it.
And rice.
And brown rice.
As Doc talks about that all the time. Ben Fuchs with us, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, for Diana, what do you recommend on the parasites?
Keeping that colon clean. If you really want, if you want a medical route, George, your suggestion is very good. But keeping the colon clean is the best thing for parasites.
Next up, we go to Joe in San Jose, California. Hi, Joe. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Joe.
Yes. Hi, George. Hi, Ben.
Hey, Joe.
About a month ago, my right foot started swelling. No pain, just kind of retaining water. Now, in the last 2 weeks, started traveling up to my small leg and to my thigh now.
That's
only my
good.
Right side, not left side.
That's not good. Are you on any medicine?
No. Okay, my thyroid medicine. I had a thyroidectomy.
So, well, that's part of it. That's part of the problem right there. Your blood's not circulating right. And at this point, it could be involved the kidneys, maybe perhaps the liver even. Are you overweight at all?
6 foot tall, 185.
Okay, that's good. It's a circulatory problem. The fluid seems to be leaking and it's getting worse. So a couple things you might want to consider doing. First of all, you got to, I don't know if you're exercising at all, but that would definitely help, moving your body to help improve lymphatic drainage and blood circulation. Slow deep breathing will definitely help improve blood circulation. If you want to go the nutritional supplement route, make sure that you're using the ultimate EFAs. Essential fatty acids are also very important for the circulatory system and perhaps even the fucoid Z. But I would be taking it very seriously if I were you. Can I ask you how old you are?
Yes, 73.
73.
Yeah, I would be taking it very seriously. You might want to have that looked at. That's a circulatory problem, and it sounds like it's getting worse. I would have that looked at, sir.
Is that an internist you would go to, Ben?
Yeah, you go to an internal medicine person. But if he has a history of thyroid problem, you probably have a primary physician, right?
I'm sure he does.
Yeah, I would have that checked out. That sounds significant.
All right, take care of that, Joe, to be sure. And you still need supplements to go with everything, though, don't you?
Heck yes, George. You know, and by the way, supplements are supplements. You need diet and supplements. Supplements supplement the diet. But you can't, these days it's just impossible to do it just with food. You got to support it with a supplement program. If we're serious about health, George, and like you say, we talked about it earlier, most people are serious about their health. They just don't know what to do. Get yourself on a supplement program. And by the way, that's why longevity is so perfect, is because you don't need to know a lot. You just get the healthy start pack, and it will change your life. For 99% of people, especially most people who don't supplement, just the healthy start pack can be life-changing.
I went to one of my affiliates in Santa Cruz, California, owned by someone we both know, MZ. And this guy is obsessed with Tangy Tangerine. He puts it in his bottled water. He puts it in everywhere. But, I mean, he's feeling great.
I bring it to work with me. And all my employees are, they're going into the jug of Beyond Tangy Tangerine because they feel better.
It works. Jeff's with us in Williston, North Dakota. Welcome to the show. Hi, Jeff.
Thank you very much, George. And I'm very grateful for this show and all that you do. And Ben, I'm very thankful you and Doc Wallach do because I'm so blessed to be sharing what I got to share with you. What happened to me 2 years ago. And I agree with George about the COVID thing, if people want to get the shots, fine or not, but I'm going to tell you why I don't get it. This happened to me 2 years ago, and I'm here because of the grace of God still. Okay. 2 years ago, I got pancreatic cancer.
Oh, geez.
And I was taking a medication called Metformin, which 4% of people can cause cancer. So I the Lord helped me get through that. And then after that, I had gotten COVID. And so I still have not taken any medication for that. And right after that, I got shingles. And as a result of that, I got fibromyalgia. Now, here's what I suffer from. They did an ultrasound and an MRI. Like I said, this happened 2 years ago. On my left kidney, I have a growth. It's non-cancerous, but it causes a constant cramp and pain. And some days I have to walk with a cane and I can no longer work. I can't lift things, but I went from 250 pounds to 160. And so my question is, what can I do to maybe make that cyst go away on the outside of my left kidney?
Here's the thing. The cyst is the leaf. It's the fruit of the tree. You can't make the fruit go away. You got to work on the tree. You got to work on the soil. You got to work on the root. You got to work on the trunk. And so you got a lot of stuff going on there, my friend.
Can they bombard that cyst like a kidney stone?
No, the cyst is the end result of his cells just going haywire.
But should he have it removed?
You can have it removed. It's going to come back. You got to take care of the terrain. And this is what I was talking about earlier. You got to take care of the soil. And there's good news, bad news here. The bad news is you got a lot of stuff going on. But the good news is the more stuff you have going on, the faster you can begin the turnaround process. This is a great gift to the human body. The more weight you need to lose, for example, the faster you lose the pounds. Everybody knows that the first, for folks who lose a lot of weight, that the first 50 pounds, those are the easiest to lose. It's the last 10 pounds that's the problem. And it's the same way when you have your body is tumbling out of control. And this is what's happening to this gentleman. His body's the biochemistry, metabolism, is tumbling out of control. It started with, I think he said, the thyroid, and it just keeps getting worse and worse. And this is what happens. This is what happens to the body as we age and as we break down and we don't take care of ourselves. But the good news is you can start this. You can start the recovery process quickly because, George, it's in the body's nature to heal. When you take the bad stuff out and put the good stuff in, it will heal. That's its nature. That's how we survived through...
That's what God gave us, right?
Yes, a healing system. This is the main message that myself and Dr. Wallach are trying to tell people. It's in the body's nature to heal. So whatever you have is healable, but you got to take the bad stuff out and you got to put the good stuff in. And that's what nutritional supplementation is from a physical perspective. Now, you got to have spiritual, mental, and emotional connection. I always talk about that. But from a physical perspective, you got to get the bad stuff out, sugar, toxic food, the preserved food, the processed food, the gluten and substances like gluten, and then pound the nutritional supplements. For this gentleman, I would be on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. In fact, you know what? Can we get his? I'm going to send him a Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And I didn't catch the gentleman.
Okay, I'll put him on hold. His name's Jeff from North Dakota, and
yeah.
We'll have Gina get his information. Gina, if you would do that, please. And I guess you're going to send him some stuff, Ben. Huh?
I'm going to send him a Beyond Tangy Tangerine on me because I want Jeff to experience this. And hopefully Jeff will call back after a few weeks or months of being on the BTT and let us know what you think.
Okay, we will put you on hold for that. And Ben, since you've been doing this program all these years, how many people do you think you've helped?
You know, George, I'm just about my father's business. It's like, that's what I think. You know, this is what we're here on Earth to do, George.
Yep.
We're here to help each other. It's not fun to live.
Why can't government leaders think like you?
I know. I wish the world thought like that. But you know what? You're not happy when you don't do that. You know, a bee, if a bee is left out of the hive, it dies. And so we're here to connect with each other, to relate with each other, to help each other, to assist each other. And to me, that's what makes a quality life. And I'm not Mother Teresa. I can do this for me as much as I do it for anybody else because I feel good when I do it.
We're going to come back in a moment with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, a couple emails, and then the rest of your calls next on Coast to Coast AM. Next hour, investigative mythologist William Henry joins us to talk about ETs and prophecy, so I'm looking forward to that with William. He's always a great guest. And welcome back to Coast, our final segment here with pharmacist Ben Fuchs and your calls, criticalhealthnews.com, 1-855-949-7234. That's the phone number to call for information. And you can do that anytime. You can do it now. You can call tomorrow. Just save that number, 1-855-949-7234, or it's the same as 1-855-949-RADIO. Ben, I've got an email in from Harvey who wants to know, he says, otherwise I'm very healthy, but I'm starting to have hand tremors. What's going on?
That's degenerative.
65 years old, he says.
65, okay. There's a disease they call Parkinson's disease. You've probably heard of it.
I've heard. Michael J. Fox has that.
Michael J. Fox. They think Vladimir Putin has it. I was just reading about a congressman from Arizona who thinks who might have it. It's increasing, actually. The incidence of Parkinson's is increasing. But that's just a name for something that's a degenerative condition, degeneration of the brain. In fact, the area that degenerates when you have Parkinson's disease is very similar to the area of the brain that degenerates when you have Alzheimer's disease. And there is actually Parkinson's dementia, and it turns out that when that area part of the brain deteriorates, you suffer from a lot more than just neurological conditions. But there's other things that can cause tremors as well. But the most important thing you want to do when you have, whether it's Parkinson's or any kind of hand tremors, is in addition, I'll tell you about supplements in a second, but relax the body. In fact, most people have tremors will find that they don't have tremors in the bathtub. Because in the bathtub, a warm bath, your body is naturally relaxed. In fact, that's one of the best ways to lower your blood pressure naturally is to sit in a warm bath.
Huh.
Isn't that interesting? Hot tubs. You know, I always tell people, if we really cared about health in this country, we would have national hot tub insurance. Every American gets a hot tub on the government.
On the government.
On the government. Everybody gets a hot tub. Why? A hot tub activates the part of your nervous system that's called the parasympathetic nervous system. This nervous system, this part of the nervous system, is associated, they call it the rest and digest nervous system, as opposed to the fight or flight nervous system. All of our health challenges, degenerative health challenges, have associated with them an activated fight or flight nervous system.
Are there supplements he can take?
Absolutely, there's supplements he can take. 100%. All the supplements, for one thing, but especially fats and fatty vitamins, ultimate EFAs, of course, and the Healthy Start Pack, and then the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack as well. So if you want to get a pack, it's a Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. And then if you want to do just a Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients, get the Healthy Start Pack. But make sure you're relaxing the body is the most important thing, or one of the most important things, for almost all health conditions. And nutritional supplementation is important in the sense that it will help put the body out of an emergency state. But you can relax the body in all kinds of ways. Hot tubs and hot showers, or warm showers and warm baths are great. Slow, deep breathing, you know, I talk about that all the time. But you know what, George? We can learn to relax our musculature just by visualization and intention. You know, you're just starting with your toes and work yourself up all the way through your feet, your ankles, your knees, your calves, your thighs, your buttocks, all the way up. And learn to relax the muscles, especially, George, the muscles of the face, especially the muscle of the jaw. Just by relaxing the muscles of the face around the eyes and the cheekbones and even the scalp, and especially the jaw, you can have dramatic effects on activating this parasympathetic nervous system. It'll help you digest your food more effectively. It'll help relax. It'll help reduce hand tremors and movement disorder issues if you're dealing with those. It'll support your immune system, and it'll improve your longevity, especially for folks who can't fall asleep at night. A lot of times when we have this kind of fight-or-flight activation, we don't sleep. And do you know sleep? Lack of sleep is like an epidemic, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, right? There's pillow commercials and pillow salesmen and mattress commercials all over the place and bedding commercials and sheet commercials because people can't sleep. So learning to relax the body, in addition to taking some key supplements, absolutely, like, for example, the Sleepies from Longevity has melatonin in it. You know about that one, of course.
Yep.
There's things you could do to relax the body, for sure. But just something as simple as visualization and muscle relaxation can not only make you feel better, but it can improve your longevity and reduce the symptoms of whatever your health challenges are as well.
Let's go to Ruth in the state of Washington, Vancouver. Hi, Ruth. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Ruth.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, Pharmacist Ben, you might recall, I called you last time you were on, and I'm trying to get some, supplements, some suggestions to help my husband. He had the high PSA, and we did have to go and have a biopsy done, and blessed to say that that was benign.
Good.
But his, the PSA was up at 10.8. And so with that, though, his prostate is very enlarged. And is there something?
Heck yeah, absolutely.
Go for
first
it.
First of all, fats. Prostate's a fatty gland. So getting on the good fats, ultimate EFAs is the good fats, when I say good fats, as well as the ProstFX, which has a really special good fat in there that comes from plants.
Say that again slower, Ben.
The ProstFX.
That's a supplement from Longevity, right?
Absolutely. Okay. And that has a really interesting plant steroid that's specific for the prostate. In fact,
does that include saw palmetto?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's a very good job there. And also our favorite zinc. I forgot to mention zinc is very important for the prostate also. So that's really important. Then the ultimate EFAs, fats are really important. Prostate, again, is a fatty gland, so your fats are important. And then on the other side of the equation, avoiding processed fats like the plague. And we should all be doing that, actually, but especially if you have a prostate issue. No, zero, Zippo fried fats. Or cooked fats or highly processed fats. And one of the neat things, George, when you get on the ultimate EFAs, is you don't crave fatty foods as much. And I believe our fat food cravings, human beings, or Americans anyway, are obsessed with fatty foods, are because we're not getting our ultimate EFAs. The ultimate EFAs are the cure for fat cravings and all the associated and attendant consequences of eating the wrong kinds of fat. So focus on fats for the prostate always, and then zinc and salt palmetto in the prostate effects will also help.
And Ruth, get all that information at criticalhealthnews.com, and that's important. I think salt palmetto for the prostate's critical, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. It's the most important herb for the prostate by far. And there's another plant, not quite as important, called pygium. You may have heard of that one.
Mm-hmm.
That one's in the prostate effects. You know, there's a health condition called metabolic syndrome. Have you heard of this?
Go ahead.
Metabolic syndrome. It's a condition, they call it metabolic syndrome. They might as well call it everything syndrome. Metabolic syndrome, it means your metabolism. It's a syndrome, a bunch of symptoms that's associated with a bad metabolism. So you might as well call it everything syndrome because it involves fatty liver, it involves kidney disease, it involves hypertension, high blood pressure, it involves a bad heart or heart disease, it involves neurological issues like dementia and Alzheimer's, and prostate problems. So getting on the sweeties, using all the blood sugar lowering strategies that Dr. Wallach and myself always talk about, staying away from the refined carbohydrates and the desserts as best as you can, and then making sure that you're using nutritional supplements like the sweeties, as well as ultimate niacin, which is not even, you know, we don't even talk about it for blood sugar, but niacin helps immensely with lowering blood sugar, and then also your ultimate selenium.
Let's go to more calls. Jeremy in Jamestown, North Dakota, who will tell you a very wonderful survival story, I'm sure. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hello, hello, Chief George, and I want to tell Medicine Man Ben that 18 years ago, I was driving my Kia Rio up an icy hill. A pickup started to slide down the hill at me. The pickup slid clear across my lane, hit my Kia Rio, head onto my shoulder at about 25 miles an hour. Immediately, I was in a coma for 2.5 months. When I woke up from the coma, they told me I broke both femurs, shattered both kneecaps, broke a foot, almost got my left pinky cut off, and injured my little brain. My question to you, Ben, is there any nutritional supplement that'll help me accelerate the recovery of my walking balance?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Get on the Beyond Tang Tangerine. Absolutely. In fact,
let me ask him one thing first, Ben, before you go. Yeah. Jeremy, are you taking supplements now? What are you doing?
For breakfast, I have turkey sausage links. That's about it.
No, I mean, are you taking vitamins or anything like that?
Nope.
Okay, so he's not doing anything, Ben.
Oh, you're going to
take it away.
Rock your world. We're going to rock your world. What's that?
That was God speaking to you, Ben.
we're going to rock your world here. Let's get him some BTT. We're going to get you a Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And then call us back in a month or so after you've been using it. It's just going to change your life. That's, George, when people who haven't supplemented get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and I sometimes forget, and I don't know if you do, but people who supplement sometimes forget. Most people don't.
Very gracious of you to give that away.
Well, you know what, George? I have it available, so we'll give.
All right, get Jeremy's address, Gina, if you would. Gina in for Tom. And Tom's been under the weather for about 2 weeks, Ben.
Oh, he has. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, he's not COVID. Not COVID.
No,
but
it's just like a cold kind of thing under the weather?
Yeah, just they're working on trying to figure out what's going on with him, and he probably is kicking me right now just for even bringing it up. But he's been gone for almost 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah, I'm starting to get emails from listeners going, where's Tom? Because he normally does my promo cut-ins and stuff with
me. He does an amazing job. Beautiful human being, Tom is.
Good person. My entire staff is great.
Well, I'm not surprised, George. You're a beautiful human being.
Let's go to Mark, truck driving in West Texas, first-time caller. Mark, thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, if you don't mind, George, Ben, real quick, honor to Coast. Art Bell told a story one time about 20 years ago, and it was so freaking funny. I have never laughed as hard, and I have never laughed as since, okay?
Which one was that, Mark?
Oh, it was a story. It wasn't his usual fare of flying saucers, witches, and sorcerers. It was a story of a biker versus a squirrel.
Well, okay.
And it was so funny. I almost rolled my truck on a Texas Storm ramp.
Oh,
okay?
Boy.
Let's get down to it. Okay, Mr. Ben, I had this peculiar problem that started about 4 years ago where the end of my digits, my fingers, okay, have been starting to shrivel up as I do my occupation, okay? And
curl or shrivel or curl? What do you mean, curl? Like muscle kind of curl?
It's sort of like they're losing their fullness, okay? And I hold my hand down, and they start to go back to their original form with all of the fullness that there is in them.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of like wondering, what is going on? Is it a symptom of heart disease or what?
No. Well, that's what I was going to tell you. It has to do with circulation. You're losing the connective tissue in there. There's a part of your body and your fingers, obviously, but your whole body that's like meat. It's kind of like, I call it beef. You ever see the bodies exhibit, George?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that, sure.
It's like the body, that's the beef. That's the body's beef, but your fingers have it too. That beef is all over. And when your circulation, the blood isn't delivering nutrients and oxygen to that area and detoxifying that area, it doesn't get nourished and you don't build tissue. So a couple things you're going to have to do. First of all, you're going to have to improve your circulation. And the fact that your truck driver tells me you're probably sitting a lot, so you got to make sure you're moving your body, whatever that is. Get out of the truck, jump, get a rebounder or something. If you're a long-haul trucker, just get a rebounder and then periodically jump on it, stop the truck and jump on it. And then anything you do to move the blood is going to be very important. And then you got to start building that connective tissue. The glucogel caps, treat yourself like you have arthritis. You don't have arthritis necessarily, but you got a degradation of the connective tissue, and here's the real problem. When that connective tissue starts to degrade, it degrades globally, the entire body. So you're accelerating your aging process and increasing your risks for horrible diseases down the road. Get on the glucogel caps as soon as possible. Get on the Healthy Star Pack with it. And by the way, whenever you take your glucogel caps, you always want to take some Beyond Tangy Tangerine with it because they activate the Beyond Tangy Tangerine activates the glucogel caps. So you want to take them all together, the glucogel caps and then the Healthy Start Pack. Make sure you're doing your circulatory circulation improving exercises and such. And then you might want to throw in some other blood circulation improving supplements like the Ultimate Niacin, the Osteomag, and the Ultimate EFAs.
Ben, we're running out of time very quickly, and I just want to let people know that you're always available by email on criticalhealthnews.com.
That's right.
And you get back to people.
We love talking to people. I talk to people all day long. I'm talking to people, strangers that call them strangers, but they're my friends after I talk to them. So I talk to people all day long, and then also we respond to letters. And also, if anybody finds this nutrition, and a lot of people just like the world of nutrition, like the world of health and want to help people, you can start a business. You can have a business with this. So if anybody's interested in business building, times are rough now. Sometimes people need spare income. They lost their jobs. This is a golden opportunity to make money and be part of the billion-dollar nutritional supplement field, helping people at the most fundamental level there is, which is the level of good health and nutrition.
And as Doc always says, if you're going to buy supplements, you might as well buy them wholesale for yourself.
Yeah, wholesale. That's good. That's
which
right.
is pretty darn good. I will see you again in June, my friend. That's how fast this is going, halfway through the year.
Halfway through the year. God bless you, George. Have a beautiful evening, and it's a pleasure.
All right, Ben, and Gina will give you the address for Jeremy, and you can get him some Tangy Tangerine. Up next, investigative reporter, our dear friend William Henry joins us. As you know, he goes all over the planet looking for historical data. He's going to be talking about ETs, prophecy, and some issues like that. And also, don't forget to sign up for our free YouTube channel at coasttocoastam.com. Just click the YouTube icon at the top. It's all free, and just fill out the information, and you'll get some great programs there, too.